The Rush Hour Catch-Up. Done just right, like Irwin Tools. Get it right the first time. Available from Bunnings Warehouse.
Tuesday edition of the Rush Hour is here. All are present. The one and only Andrew Juice Newton Jarman. Juice, welcome to Tuesday. And boy, is it going to be a big one.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. And hello, Hindmarsh Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Nearly full. It's 14,500 tickets sold. There's only standing room only. It holds about 16.5 capacity. We must make noise tonight against those Sydney Flogs.
Yeah. Go United! Go United! Go United!
FFA Cup final, of course. Marco's been cleared after the charge of the Light Brigade. He's good to go.
Call your Jets!
And he wants our fans having the joint absolutely rocking.
Come
so
on,
if you're thinking about it, what a great night to head on down.
Get yourself
a ticket, get a couple of cold ones and support the boys, and hopefully we can pick up some silverware.
Might have a couple tonight.
Sounds awfully like you're back on the bandwagon. Let's just hope the jinx doesn't strike again.
Don't go there.
I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
I'm talking to Pete, the new owner. Pete, if it happens again, I want him struck off the registrar.
I'm on the couch in a few weeks.
You won't be allowed. You will not be allowed.
Anyway.
All right, another day.
Yes.
More cricket.
And more
fallout. Can I play you something? Because you are going to come off the long run in a minute.
I am.
All right, let's forget David Peaver for a moment, who is the chairman of the board, who failed to answer any question of Lee Sales on the 7:30 report last night, and how you can remain in control of an organisation that you were in control of when they committed all of these sins.
Correct.
Right, you can still be there is just beyond me.
Yep.
But I've got a new target in mind for mine right now. Greg Dyer, head of the ACA, the Australian Cricketers Association, has come out with an impassioned plea that Smith, Warner and Bancroft have their sentences cut off at the knees, done and dusted. They've missed so much cricket. Here it is.
With this new information, common sense, common decency, basic fairness and natural justice demand that the punishment is reduced. The players have already lost time in the game, endured public humiliation and faced massive financial penalties. They are contrite. These contrite men have been punished enough. Let them play. I add that the ACA will be relentless in pursuing this end.
Well, I can tell you right now, the Cricket Australia are not interested. And CEO Kevin Roberts said there is no provision to review the sanctions. 1-333-53 is our number. Jump on Twitter. As Greg Dyer says there, and we went with this question last week, we're going again, though. Should the bans be lifted? Given what's happened with the independent review, I'm going to slap it right now. And Greg Dyer, I don't know where you're coming from, but the thought process is that Cricket Australia caused these players to behave like they did and be arrogant and controlling and live in a bubble. I wouldn't have thought so. I would have thought that the playing group did it all themselves out on the ground. Mm-hmm. They are as much to be held to account.
Yeah, and they have been. Exactly.
So why are we talking about reducing penalties? Bull Fleeman's coming out and saying, oh, public opinion's turning. You know why it's turning and why everybody's starting to get a little bit soft? It's because we're losing and we don't like it. Our penance is suffer. Suffer until the time is up.
They have suffered, mate.
Still got to suffer.
Financially and mentally, they have suffered.
Don't cheat. Don't bring the game into disrepute.
And support on that.
Don't take our great game and make it your own and live in your own little bubble and decide and not have the balls to call anyone out. Don't be little boys. Behave like men. You had a chance, you missed out, and now you don't get a chance to play until I say time's up. Capiche?
Jeez.
Don't even get me started on the players pact. Compete with us. Smile with us. Fight with us. Dream with us. And you know the other thing further to this, and we're talking about the Australian cricketers and Greg Dyer, who's head of the ACA, saying that the players' punishments should be reduced and they should be welcomed back to cricket.
Bans should be lifted.
The surveys that were sent out as part of this external investigation into Cricket Australia and the Australian team, something like 46 surveys were returned out of about 150.
To cricketers.
So ex-players and cricketers and bits and pieces. They didn't even care
only
enough.
42.
Didn't even care enough to fill it out.
Wow.
The whole ethics of it all in the survey and have their say.
That's damning, hear that.
And the other one, which was a great one I read the other day, was someone said about New Zealand who made a pledge and a pact to stop sledging. They said, how are they going?
They're flying, aren't they?
They weren't at the time when it was all started.
Yep.
You know, and then you get someone else who came out. Sorry, I've got my notes here.
Yeah.
Brad Haddin.
Brad Haddin's come
bullies.
Out. Yeah, Merv Hughes has come out.
Excuse me, I read the findings, lads.
Look, I support Greg Dyer in some of the things he said overnight regarding lifting the ban to the three players. Absolutely. Not to international cricket, but let them play Shield cricket. honestly, because you know what? They're playing cricket now. They're playing grassroots cricket now.
Yep.
So we had a little bit of a tiff off air. Mm. Well, that's not a punishment. If it's meant to be a severe punishment, they should not be able to play any forms of cricket for 12 months.
Yeah, well, I would
but
have
they,
taken
But
that.
They opened the door. They yeah, opened the yeah. door to let them play cricket.
Fair call.
So for me, let them play Shield cricket. It'll be great for the competition. Let them get back into playing Shield cricket, but not international cricket until their suspension's been served.
So Davey Boy can walk off in Shield cricket?
I don't think he would have done that.
You don't think?
It's a good point. But I support Greg Dyer to a degree. Yeah. Let him get him playing Shield cricket because they're playing cricket anyway. So the penalty's not harsh enough.
But again, not thought through.
By who?
The management. Whoever handed it down have gone, hang on a minute, we're going to punish you, but we're going to still let you play a little bit. We're not going to make it super, super bad because we've already hurt you in the pocket. It's one thing or the other, isn't it? Anyway.
Peter of Campbelltown. G'day, Pete.
How you going, Louis, Jazz? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, very nice.
Proud of you, mate.
Very nice. What are your thoughts, Pete?
Well, I like the idea of Steve Smith getting an opportunity again. I don't know about lifting the sanctions. I've done the game harsh. I won't go to the cricket if the other blokes, the one that instigated.
Davey Warner.
Warner.
Yeah.
I don't think he should be allowed back into that side full stop.
Right.
He's tarnished it. It's a shame. But I love my cricket. I'll put up with Steve Smith. I won't have him as captain. Yeah. No way.
Okay. Yeah. But no, he'd come back as a player. Can I have a prize for you?
Thanks, Pete.
Family, Pete, first time call.
Yeah, family passed for the men's One Day International. Excellent. This is the Gillette One Day International, Australia v South Africa, Friday, 9th of November.
But he will. Davey's not playing.
This is the one at Adelaide Oval. You can get your tickets at Ticketek, so it's not far away.
That'll be sold. Good on you, Pete. Keep listening, mate. Now, Brad of Fulham. G'day, Braddles.
Hello, Jars. Hello, Louis. How are you?
Very good, Bradley.
Do we lift the ban?
What do we do?
My morals, no. Definitely not.
Good morals.
You misplay, you pay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, firm believer, I've played sport all my life. You know, you come up, you see that, and you just shake your head. You know, like, you would not think that that would happen in Australian sport, but hey, it did.
But, Brad, why can't we let them play Shield cricket? Surely they can play some sort of Shield cricket.
Well, why play any cricket?
You've been banned.
You put everything in disrepute, it's for the country.
Yeah, I understand that, Brad, but they're playing cricket now. They're playing grassroots cricket.
But they shouldn't be.
Yeah, I understand. Yep.
Yeah,
give them 12 months, pull the head in and think about what's actually really happening. The repercussions should be affecting them all the way through. Sorry.
Nicely done, Bradley.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you. Kate, the call's coming through. 133353. Should the bans be lifted?
When they're lifted, Lulu, do you think Dave Warner will ever get back into the Australian cricket side? Because he's the bad egg out of all
this.
He's got the target on his back.
Great article being written today is the problem with having a no dickhead policy in the Australian cricket team.
Oh.
Because according to most, Warner is the DH.
Yeah.
That's going to make it hard for him to get back in. Smith will get back in. Bancroft would be on the outer.
Yeah.
But Warner, the instigator, the guy that led all the charge in these types of behaviours, how does he get back in if that's the rule?
Well,
you've got to be a good bloke and got to be able to make runs.
But he's a fierce competitor though,
Davey.
Yeah,
but he can't
Warner.
Do both.
Jeez.
Greg Dyer doesn't love the suspension still hanging around for our big three, Steve Smith, Dave Warner and Cam Bancroft. Impassioned plea that they should be done and dusted and suspended after the independent investigation came back with 42 recommendations. That's right, 42 recommendations that need to take place for us to clean up our own act. And don't even get me started on a man by the name of David Peaver, who is still in charge. Was in charge while it still happened, but still won't step down and won't even answer a question and still hasn't answered a question. From Lee Sales on the 7:30 report on the ABC last night.
The whole board and the chairman all should be stood down.
See ya.
As of now.
Yeah.
All right, we need a clean slate.
Forced to reapply.
Has Mark Tubby Taylor been mentioned as a replacement?
Yeah, that's the talk. Jeff Lawson, Henry.
Brilliant.
Former Australian fast bowler, a very smart man, has suggested that Mark Taylor, who's been part of some of our sort of castigating reviews of Australian cricket, it's either him or Steve Waugh. Take your pick. I reckon Tubby's your man.
Twitter family there. I'll travel in.
Yeah, travel in. CA was in a no-win situation. This is in reference to the bans. If they were banned until now, we would be talking about how they were let off lightly. So it was either too harsh, too short, either. It was a no-win situation for them. So anyway.
Jeff of Woodcroft. G'day, Jeff.
Charles Louis. How are you, fellas?
Good, Jeffrey. Your take?
Mate, I think the band should stay, but I'm bringing into an old running saga as a Bombers fan.
Yep.
Remember we had 12 guys suspended for 12 months, 12 guys suspended that were current players, and Dustin Fletcher as a retired player, he was coach of his young fella's team, I believe. He wasn't even allowed to attend his young fella's team.
That's
he was fired from even coaching.
That's
now,
right.
Those guys had to train on their own in exile. They weren't allowed to go to matches. They weren't allowed to attend or anything because of what they were taught through from what the club put them through.
Yeah.
So basically, the same thing. The guys should just top it up, deal with your 12-month suspension, and get overdone with, come back, clean noses, and show them they can still play.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, very good, Jeffrey.
It's great analogy. Good reference. Comparison.
Gordon of Park Holm. G'day, Gordy.
G'day, Jazz Louie.
All right,
Gordon. Lift the ban or not?
Oh, I reckon you should extend it and watch women's cricket and stop giving the men so much attention. The women's cricket's more desirable, more better, more straight up.
All right, beautiful, mate.
And a better culture.
Thank you.
I would imagine there, Gordy. Tommy of Smithfield. G'day, Tom.
Jazz Louie, how we going, fellas?
Tommy, what are we doing with the bans?
I reckon the band's not very harsh enough.
Yep.
Should be.
Fair call.
What would you give them, Tom?
No, well, look at it this way. If you lose your license on the road and you're suspended, they don't let you drive to and from work. It doesn't matter if you're out of pocket. Suspension.
Yeah. Good analogy.
It's a good one.
Just teaching our young fellas and all the up-and-coming cricketers that you can do wrong, you can get away with it eventually.
Beautiful, mate.
No, very good.
Thanks, Tommy.
Chatty of Woodcroft. G'day, Chattles.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good. Chatty, what's your take?
Oh, look, we've set a punishment. We've got to protect the integrity of the game now. This is a line in the sand. We've got to show the young boys this summer when they go and watch their heroes, either on TV or at the Adelaide Oval, there are a couple of boys who are not there because they did the wrong thing. They put winning in front of the integrity of the game. And we've got to stick to our guns.
Yeah, and I think, Chad, we as fans have just got to suck it up. Just because we're not going that well, we can't just be crying out to have the bans lifted. And just because a report's come back and said, look, there's a toxic culture right throughout the joint. No one had a gun to their head when they were out there on the field, those players.
No, it was under pressure. No.
Well done, Chad. They made the wrong thing. Yeah. They've got to pay the price.
Back to Twitter Murph just before we get out. Dave Cruel Devil said yes, but only Steve Smith. Warner can stay out and Bancroft while he actually did it. So
and the part-time press.
Sir Splash.
He's back, are you?
Are they only saying that because we are the Carlton of international cricket? Look, they might be sporadic, the tweets, but they're very good. They're very, very good.
Where's he been? Right. He's the president of the Twitter family.
And the time slot doesn't suit.
Who gives it? Well, he's got to step down too. He's the David Peaver of the Twitter family.
Oh, hardly. Has presided over a great campaign. There's been no cloud of, I suppose, unethical behaviour in Sir Splash's run.
He's
I would have thought
away.
The only person that's probably crossed lines in any way, shape, or form has been you.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name, thanks to Automasters.
Stuck in traffic? Check the service sticker on your windscreen. If it's overdue, call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money.
Stop press. It's 2K Tuesday.
Two grand, Jas, for 60 seconds work, 10 questions. You got an Automasters lifeline. Tell you what a day to be on air, and I put the foot down today too. No dogs, no kids involved in the big show when it's 2 grand. Right, who is playing?
We're going to Tea Tree Gully, and we're going to say hello to Darren. G'day, Daz.
G'day, Jazz. How you going?
Good, Darren. Welcome. Welcome for 2K Tuesday.
Hey, Louie. How you doing, mate?
Very good, Dazzler.
Lovely.
Loving it.
Lovely.
Great respect. 60 seconds, 10 questions, Daz. 2 grand awaiting you. There is an Automasters lifeline. I'm just going to ask a quick question for you, Daz.
Yep.
Seeing we didn't use one yesterday, is there a spare floating around jar?
No, not at all.
And what about the other day?
Bad luck. That was yesterday. On, it's a new day. It's the new.
So
wasn't yes. So that was back then.
There
this
can
is
be carryover points and
no,
chance
not.
In
there,
your world, but
I'm
you can't
sorry,
get
Daz,
a carryover
I'm sorry,
Automasters.
No, I'm only giving one today.
He's a hard man, eh? He's a hard man.
Well, not really. Oh, I think I'm very fair.
I think there's two.
Yeah, and you can't overrule me there, mate, because I'm in charge of the bloody Automasters.
I know that.
That's my role.
Well, can you hear me out? One last chance. I'll give you one last go for that. For Daz, the synergy of two Automasters lifelines on 2K Tuesday.
All right, give it to him.
There you go.
Oh, makes sense. Soft.
You've got two days.
It makes sense.
Tell you what, I might have to go and work in the halls of power and start being a lobbyist.
All right, here we go.
Daz, two Automasters lifelines, 10 questions, 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of the first one. Here's Jar.
Who are Adelaide United playing in tonight's FFA Cup final, Daz? Who?
Pass.
What day of the week is the Melbourne Cup run on? What day?
Tuesday.
Yep. Tuesday. Where in South Australia are the Crows and Power playing in a pre-season showdown again?
Is it down south?
No. I'd go with an Automasters.
Automasters.
How old is Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton? 33 or 35?
33.
Where in Australia is the World Tennis Challenge held? Where in Australia?
Melbourne.
Who won baseball's World Series yesterday?
Automasters.
Okay. Name a team that played in last year's FFA Cup final. Name a team.
Oh, God. Sydney.
Which Sample team is Daniel Pearce playing for next year?
Port.
Which NBA team does Aussie Ben Simmons play for, Daz?
Sixes.
What day this week is the 2019 AFL draw released?
Tomorrow. Friday.
Tomorrow. Oh, Daz said Friday.
Tomorrow?
No, it's not. Daz said Friday, Lulu.
All right, Daz, sit tight. We'll see punch you go, it into mate. The computer.
Analyzing now.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Correct.
It's a pass, Daz. It's a pass.
Only just.
Yeah, exactly. For your
efforts. I've got on a couple there.
Oh, no. That don't matter, mate. It's all good.
Number one, Lou.
Let's just go through with what Daz picks up first.
Number one, Lou.
What does Daz pick up first?
Shawnee, what's he got?
You handballing to me.
Yes, sir.
Double pass to Under the Southern Stars, featuring the Hoodoo Gurus, You and My, Eskimo Joe, and lots more, celebrating Aussie Rock, 25th of January next year. Hearts Mill is where it's going to be. Tickets from Ticketmaster.com, AustralianRadioScore.com.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Did you hear that?
Thanks for playing, Daz.
Did you see what he said? Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, gratuitous.
That's a disgrace, Sean.
You get a slap for that. All right, what's Daz got? For those playing along at home, Adelaide United playing in tonight's FFA Cup final.
Nearly
Sydney
sold out.
FC.
Nearly sold out, Luke.
All right, Automasters for question three. The showdown in the JLT, which I hate, is in Port Pirie. Yeah.
Good luck to the Port Pirie family.
WTC, it's held in Adelaide.
Yeah.
It's our event, not Melbourne.
And we're going to catch up with him.
Yeah, Mark Woodford. The founders of it, Jars' former neighbour, who won baseball's World Series yesterday, was Automasters number two, was the Boston Red Sox in a clean sweep.
Yeah.
Adelaide or Sydney played in last year's FFA Cup final, so it's a repeat. Yeah. Daniel Pearce, Daniel's son, is returning to Sturt.
Good pickup
for
the double blues. For
them, not Port Adelaide.
Yep.
76ers is the NBA team Benny Simmons plays
for. He's our boy.
And the 2019 AFL draw, round one's been released, but the full release happens tomorrow, all right, Wednesday. Yeah. So there it is. That is the quiz with no name on 2K Tuesday. $2,000 intact. Righto, Jars and family, a real treat. We've got Australian tennis royalty.
Here we have.
Yep, and he used to be a neighbour of Jars too, so I'm looking forward to some of the stories that are about to come out. Yeah. The one, the only, Mark Woodford. Woody,
thank you.
Rush hour.
You know, you said about the neighbours of, Jars and I never got to see that rat-infested place of his. Marion would, she would invite me down. Yep. I never got an invite from Jars.
Yes, she did.
Did you know, Woody, that he still strolls around the canvas that is Henley Beach, suggesting that it's his own robe on and nothing else?
No.
It's fortunate that he's got a robe on. There were times that he used to be stark.
Every Christmas I'd rock up. Now, where's me Heineken?
Oh,
he never let me down.
I know.
Well, you miss, mate. We miss you down there.
I miss it. I was telling you earlier, it was one of the big mistakes I made was selling that property. No. But you're keeping it up?
Yeah, all good, mate.
The level's still there?
Everyone's coming well down there.
Have you kicked
there.
Everyone off the
yes,
jetty?
Yes, I have. We've got a new
the mayor
jetty.
Of Henley Beach.
Yeah.
Jars.
Oh, great
Woody,
to see you,
probably
mate.
Missed the big story. They tried to put in parking meters down the front. He said no.
They did not.
Yeah, they got the super glue out. Yeah. They stuck them over at the slots and they removed
them. We vandalised them.
What was your house number?
No.
What was that?
No.
I should know. Don't say the house number. But as long as they don't put the meters in front of
ours.
That's right.
Yeah,
then down at the other side of the
great
square.
Great to see you, mate.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, you're back in town.
Do you know the thing I laugh at the most is you're both fair-skinned warriors like myself. You're owning beachfront property. Who are you two? That's, and Woody had a life in the sun out on court. You're always out on bloody court.
That's what my wife always, she's like, why on earth would you buy a property on the beach? You're a blood nut. Yeah, you know? It's like you get too much sunburn as it is, and now you want to go down onto the beach and sun yourself.
It's like you're doubling down on a dare.
Well, used to look after his beautiful mum, Pat.
Yeah,
how's she going, mate? All well?
She's hanging in there.
She's a fighter.
She is. You know, in her early 80s now, but it's aging process, like all of us. You and I are getting up there,
aren't we all?
But you know, she's doing fine. It's always good to catch up with mum and everyone else in the family. So
very nice. Jazz is just looking at me, saying, "Ask him about the Heinekens and have they arrived this time around."
I used to have a deal with Heineken.
You did.
And with Farmers Union, you just get the ice coffee.
Oh, I got spoiled, Luke.
Anyone at Jazz was your friend.
I got spoiled. I used to maintain his lawns.
I had Balfour's donuts were delivered as well.
We'll move away from that. We'll come back. What have you been up to?
I'm working with the ITF. So ITF, International Tennis Federation, they look after the Davis Cup competition and the Olympics, Fed Cup competition.
Well, what happened to the Davis Cup?
Big changes,
Are you happy with it?
It's gone down well here, hasn't it?
Oh, are you happy with
like
it?
Like a lead balloon.
Do you think it's the right way to go?
Is that your idea?
No, it wasn't primarily my idea, but I was one of those that advocated, you know, the change. The competition and is 100-plus years of age, needed some change. We've gone through our golden era here in Australian tennis, and but the competition was being bashed about like 2020. It was not held in with the same reverence as what it used to be. So you need a change.
Jazz's boy, I'm a Kyrgios man. He's a Kokkinakis man. Cocky picked up his second challenger in Vegas on the weekend.
Don't tell me you're calling him Cocky well, are you?
No. No.
That's a tongue twister on air. You got to tread lightly.
Yes, absolutely.
What are we going to get, Woody? We've got Kyrgios with all the talent in the world. Still question marks, but slowly maturing.
You're a Kyrgios fan, are you?
Yeah, I have been from day one. I'm
a Kokkinakis.
I accept the foibles on the way through because I think he will mature at some point.
For me, Kokkinakis is, even though he's an Adelaide boy, I think his talent is up there with Kyrgios.
Yep.
Obviously, a lot of those issues he's had with his body injuries have taken him out. And it's impacted him watching Kyrgios and some of the others do pretty well.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he can finish the year off without hurting himself because he has a tendency.
Get some momentum in his tennis.
Yeah, when he takes a step forward, he seems to hurt his ankle or something.
Fingers crossed he can, because we'd love to see him, Kyrgios. I think Kyrgios needs somebody other than Bernie to be driving and pushing the flame. You know what I mean?
Mark, we've watched one of the greatest tennis players of all time in Roger Federer. He's a gift.
Yeah.
He's a gift, and we love watching him. He's 30, what, nearly 37.
When he's 99.
What does it say about world tennis that there's not too many people knocking on his door to knock him off? Is that a fair question, though?
Yeah.
And I'm not mocking Roger because he is a gift. But he's 37.
I think it highlights where tennis is at, that it's watered down. And there are so many players that are playing the same way on the same surface.
Yes.
And then they haven't developed a game to beat the 30-plus category. I mean, this is awesome that he's got 99 titles and that he's won a couple of slams this year. But please, at 37, there should be some other contenders.
Yep. All right, Sam Groth, I read with great interest, posted on Twitter, and Grothy, becoming larger in life in his after career. Ask the question on Twitter, what should he put on tap in his backyard keg?
Heineken!
Whatever
we're
sponsored
by. He's got some donuts coming down and Big M iced coffee. He's Melbourne based, right?
VB.
The VB, exactly.
So what extravagance did you go to? Because you had one of the most outstanding careers and won majors. What did you buy yourself or treat yourself with along the journey?
Look, is that a house in California? And then after a few years of living in it, then my wife starts to, we need to make some changes. We either move out or we gut the house. And squandered fair whack of coin into.
We've all had to do that, mate. What did you buy yourself, though? So to one up Toddy.
Hey, you know, you haven't checked the stats, the record books, because he's actually got a few extras on there. I was the one that retired first. and he continued on.
Some would say he hauled himself around.
He milked it longer. Yeah, he got a few more Wimbledon titles and a couple of extra Davis Cup victories. And
all off your reputation.
Exactly. And a Channel 9 gig. Yes. You know? Fellas, I'm waiting for the call.
Hello.
I can commentate a match.
Woody, so good to see you. Always great to catch up with an Aussie icon. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
Woodford, anything else on Jars before we go?
Nah, he's all good.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
Test the crowd roars. Music is spot.
The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
Great little segment Jazz came up with. It's outstanding, mate. And we just showcase events, moments, things,
everything,
happenings with the use of music. It's such a great communicator. Way you go, big guy.
I'm going to start off with this beautiful song to this beautiful woman.
Who's the most beautiful
horse?
Besides Maz.
Horse.
She's done it again. Oh, Winks.
So have you. You're enjoying, gorgeous. You're enjoying it a bit too much.
Oh, God.
Nicely done,
mate. It was
mate.
A great race.
Anytime you get Prince on the radio, it's a good thing.
I like Prince. Now, as you know, we get a lot of A-League managers with dummy spits on the sidelines if things don't go their well their way.
Absolutely. Demonstrative.
This is what's inside them.
I'm the chosen one.
Marco. We'll see it again tonight.
Jose Mourinho. He goes berserk. Marco with the charge of the light brigade last week.
They got to call their jets, these boys, honestly.
Any messages left on phones this week?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You can still use that. Now, I fell in love with Prince Harry and Megsy. And I think our country has, because they are beautiful out there.
Megan.
Megan. I call her Megsy because we're pretty. This is.
Next to kin, basically.
Yeah, I'm with you. This is what Harry said to Megsy the other night when they were in New Zealand.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean. I don't think that was the right song.
Bloody hell!
You're the one who... Yeah, I don't know. That wasn't that one. That's
anytime we get Kate Sobrano on the show, I don't know whether we're winning.
The love for each other.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to see.
The setup with Cher.
Is this the one you want? What's going
on? No, that's not the right song.
No.
That's for Dave Warner.
Bedroom Eyes was correct.
It
was just the setup, Murph and family.
I got it.
Which is unusual.
Now, this is Dave Warner.
Yeah.
This is what.
Oh, shit.
don't blame me because you stuffed my song
up. Don't blame me. You're the one who stuffed it up before I stuffed it up.
Here's the Kookaburra, Lee. Take it. All right. I can't
Dave Warner,
it.
Great segue. I'm all about Dave today. Dave and his moment walked off. That I'm walking in Memphis. He's walking, all right. It's not the only thing he's doing. I'm walking away. Yeah, Davey Boy. What about another one? Is there another one out there, Murph? I wonder what was going through. He said maybe this.
Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
Or could it have been this?
Where was Candace?
Walk like an Egyptian. That's what she was doing. Candace. Another one? Apparently that was the sledge.
What about this one?
Give me a couple. Nah, I hate that song.
You might as well put mine in there.
Yeah. Let's go for
put
one
mine
more.
In there. Go
Let's
on.
Go for one more.
These boots are made for
walking.
Yeah,
love
that one.
Davey Boy Warner.
Yeah, here we go. Here's
and
another one.
Finish it off. Walk
on. Oh, good. Yeah. Good. It's a beautiful song. Walk on. Who was singing this?
That's our young
Carol King, is it?
That's Dionne Warwick.
You might as well put mine in there now. You got the wrong song for Dave Warner.
Hey,
what's the Dave Warner song?
Quick team chat.
What's going on?
Go back to the Bedroom Eyes, Matt. Do you know what I think this is? And I hate to make it really awkward in the studio, but you know how Murph's always raving on about your beautiful blue eyes.
Oh, don't.
You could swim in those eyes, don't. Seriously.
I think.
Please don't go there, sister.
I think you're sending a subliminal message back to Murph that it's okay to continue on.
No.
Have you seen his eyelashes? Have you seen how long they are?
They're not long.
They are.
They're fine. They're men's eyelashes.
Murph, I'm starting to
worry
about.
I'm a rare breed, Shawnee.
The level of interest that you're taking in Andrew.
Don't.
I know that it throws him, so that's why I do it. Look at him. He's flustered.
But you know the worst part about it? If anyone's getting any action with Jars on this show, it's
mother.
Me. It's me.
Oh, sure.
You want eyelashes?
Oh, you save that segment, Lou.
I'll give you eyelashes.
See you, family. Go, United!
The Rush Hour Catch-Up. Done just right, like Irwin Tools. Get it right the first time. Available from Bunnings Warehouse.